Relationships between grandparents and their grandchildren are unique, significant, and often fleeting. An art exhibit, now on display in Santa Barbara, aims to strengthen and preserve those bonds. The Grandparent Portrait Show features drawings, paintings, sculptures, and photographs of grandparents by local junior high and high school artists. Reporter Diane Bach checked out the show and brings us this story.
Successful art openings always generate a certain amount of buzz. Tonight, there's an extra palpable layer of energy in downtown's Faulkner Gallery. The room is packed. Students, teachers, family, and friends have gathered for their first look at some very special, one-of-a-kind pieces of art. Smiles and hugs abound, along with a few tears.
I get moved by these things. And the kids, what they do to create and capture, it's awesome.
That's Monica Coons. She's looking at a striking charcoal portrait of a 50s-era young woman wearing pearls around her neck, a hat perched on an elegant hairstyle. The portrait was drawn by her daughter, Jacqueline Hewitt.
It's a picture of my mom's mom, and she passed away, so I wanted to do something with her.
It's a picture of her from when my mom was young. So to see my mom up there, you know, it's just very touching, and it just reminds me.
To see the reactions of grandparents and parents is extraordinary, really.
John Houchin is Jacqueline's 8th grade honors art teacher.
It's not something that art teachers get to see very often. It's a connection, a human connection between the students and their work. And it's been phenomenal.
The Grandparent Portrait Show is sponsored by Santa Barbara Student Art Fund, which was established in 2006 by a group of retired art teachers. The fund supports art programs in the area's public junior high and high schools. This exhibit is their signature event.
This is the way that we are known in the community.
Sally Hamilton's a member of the fund.
3- and 4-generation families coming here, they're all so proud of it, and it just links them in a wonderful way.
I just hope somebody hears this and copies it.
Grandparent portraits were a regular part of Audi Love's high school class curriculum. And when he heard that a grandparent's portrait had been displayed at a memorial service, Love had his aha moment. He created the Grandparent Show 4 years ago.
I would love to see this in a lot of towns because it's just a good, good situation. You know, it's good for the kids, it's good for the families, and they'll go on some grandparents' wall as soon as this show goes down.
Globetrotting grandparents inspired high school senior Olivia Sturman's work.
They've been to China, and here's a picture of them in London.
Olivia's whimsical piece is titled 83 Years of Travel. It contains vintage postcards, a map, and a miniature jet airplane, along with photographs of her grandparents, Adrian and George Sturman.
She stole a couple of our albums and cut out these pictures. I didn't notice them missing until now.
I was surprised. Yeah, I'm absolutely amazed. This is a 3-dimensional, which is very interesting. Shows a lot of talent.
Their granddaughter beams.
They're really quite inspirational. I love my grandparents.
And that love is very evident in the Faulkner Gallery, where the Grandparent Portrait Show runs through April 30th. For the California Report, I'm Diane Bach in Santa Barbara.
And you can see some of those portraits. We've got them on our website, californiareport.org.